this short podcast brought to you by the battle mode of Final Fantasy XIII. Hey, if you can put up with that, you'll put up with this podcast. Hi, I'm back. I'm sure you've all got many questions for me, but I have a question for you. Have you ever tried learning a language with the help of pre-recorded tracks? I'm talking about CDs that come with books or audios you can listen to while on a plane. Now, some of these can be quite handy, like you can listen to them while you're, you know, driving your car in a CD player, you can listen to them on your MP3 player, or like the one in the plane, especially the one in the plane, actually, that I listened to once when I was flying to Hong Kong. They're very succinct, and they actually try different methods of teaching you a language. I'll give you an example. This was rhythmic learning. That's right, rhythmic learning for Mandarin Chinese. Anyway, listen to this.
What do you want to eat?
你想吃什么?
You.
你.
You.
你. 你.
You want.
你想.
You want.
你想. 你想.
And I'll stop it there because a lot of you are probably thinking, what the hell is this and when's it going to stop? But anyway, it's fantastic because they offer you like a rhythm for you to remember words and you start, you know, in the air. That one was in an airplane. And so you kind of start bobbing in your chair going, ni, ni, xiang, etc. Well, at least I did anyway. And there's other ones that are much more boring that sound like this.
Lesson 17. Going out.
See, now these are the much more boring ones that tell you set phrases for you to remember and practice yourself.
Now let's have a little fun.
Oh, and don't forget the fun.
Here are some expressions you'll need if you want to go out. Can you recommend a restaurant?
¿Me recomienda algún restaurante?
So those ones are just pretty simple. It's just someone in speaking English, then someone different speaking in that language you're learning. So you learn the direct conversions. But the problem I have with that is, like that example I just played for you, why do they tell you how to ask questions in Spanish? Think about it. Okay, that's enough thinking. Look, I'll give you an example.
Lesson 4. At the airport. The first place you'll need to get around is the airport. Let's start with the handy question word, where?
¿Dónde?
See, lesson 4, and they're already teaching you questions.
Where is customs?
¿Dónde está la aduana?
Okay, so let's try this now, okay? So just suspend all disbelief. Now, I'm on a plane, I'm going to Spain, and it's probably under the rain, on some very rough terrain. Anyway, so I get off my plane. You know, the pilot, whatever, all the PA is in Spanish, and, you know, I don't understand anything. Or don't I? Because I've been listening to my Learn Before You Land Spanish, which told me to say,
¿Dónde está la aduana?
So let's say, you know, leaving my plane, I'm a little lost. And who do I see but Penelope Cruz? So I walk up to Miss Cruz, and I ask her, ¿Dónde está la aduana? And she replies,
Muchos meses desde mayo, desde que fuimos al Festival de Cannes, que me lo empezaron a decir, y a mí me parecía que se habían vuelto todos locos.
I don't understand a word she's saying. Why did I have to ask it in Spanish? She probably speaks English. Oh man, she's still talking. Why couldn't I just be home with a big bag of potato chips? Potato chips. So that's what happens. You know, there's a fine line between stupidity and bravery. And that line is, with bravery, you normally know what you're getting yourself into. So in this case, doing such a thing is actually brave. But you'd be stupid to do it. Isn't that right, Penelope?
Sí, mira, te han metido ahí. Hay una parte de mí que todavía no lo asimila del todo.
This podcast was brought to you by the Psychic Society's first annual psychic convention. You already know when it will be, and where. What do you mean they don't know? Well, they're psychics, they should be able to know when... Okay, I've just been advised there are no such thing as psychics. Yes, they are frauds. First Annual Psychic Convention, September 1st.
Was, without a doubt, the worst episode ever. Rest assured that I was on the internet within minutes, registering my disgust throughout the world.
Thank you, Comic Book Guy, for that lovely impromptu review. But keep listening, people. There will be more episodes, and the next one to be uploaded will be my long and very in-depth interview with glorious Funender member Craze for Now.
Worst episode ever.